Remember when I came into Pentecost, it was before the Second World War. I preached on this text one night in the city of Kenosha. And I said to the people, listen, they're saying peace and safety. I've just come out of the army. And they had told me I was crazy because I didn't want to take up arms and kill the Germans. And they told me they were making the world safe for democracy now. And I said, listen, before long, you'll be singing against Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. And they were looking at me. They didn't believe that. It wasn't long before Johnny had to get his gun. And this time it was a different kind of a gun, wasn't it? It was a different kind of a war. Blood, blood, blood. Why, they told me how in Germany these mass graves were heaving. A brother told me how he saw them heaving when thousands were buried there. And the corpses produced a lot of gas and blood. The whole ground was soaked with blood. When we came to Pforzheim, there were crosses by the thousands where people were buried underneath the debris and had not been able to salvage and bury decently. City of Hamburg, 180,000 died in the bombing raid. In Heilbronn, 35,000 overnight. And when we came there, between 60 and 70% of all the children had TB. And we saw the little babies and the little children running around looking for a hole to crawl into because their fathers and mothers had been killed. What a sight. God said, I will do signs in heaven above and in the earth beneath. And we have seen these earthly signs to warn a dying world that the end is near. Blood, fire. God says, with blood and with fire, I will plead with this nation. And yet for all that, they will not hear me. Where is Germany today? Today they're in prosperity. Today they're not as hungry for God as they were 10 years ago. Today they've got their cabarets again and their nightclubs and their harlotry and their drinking bouts, and all those things are going rampant again in Germany. 10 years ago they were all praying. 10 years ago they were all crying. And when you held a meeting, everybody put up their hand and wanted to get saved. And every day there were suicides. God says, I have called for weeping and for mourning and for fasting and for repenting. And instead of that, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And beloved, what's going to happen in America? We don't know, but we know the end is here.